We're here with United States Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Chris, I got a lot of things I want to get in here with you. Let's talk a little bit of the tax law. You know, we have the Trump tax law. It hasn't been popular with the people, according to polling. What has the effect been on people who live in Connecticut?
Well, what you're likely going to see out of the tax law is a little bit of a sugar high. I mean, people and businesses are going to get lower tax bills. In Connecticut, that number is much smaller than other states because the tax bill takes away from people the ability to deduct your state and local taxes from your federal taxes. So there's a lot of middle-class people in Connecticut that are actually going to be paying higher taxes because of this. But, there will be some money that's pumped into the economy in the short term. The long-term consequences are potentially disastrous. This is all borrowed money. So all we're doing is borrowing from my kids to, front load some tax cuts, largely for rich people and corporations. And so as the deficits get bigger and bigger and the portion of the budget going to paying down those deficits get larger and larger, it hurts the economy. What we've seen pretty definitively is that the claims Republicans made about what companies were going to do with the money simply weren't true. And we knew that going in. Some companies gave bonuses to their employees. A few gave permanent salary increases. But most of these big companies are using that money to pay down debt, to increase CEO salaries, or to buy back stock. None of those things have, a particularly meaningful effect on the economy. They just pad the pockets of people who are pretty rich already.
Chris Murphy, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about the future of the Affordable Care Act. We do know that Trump has tried everything in his power to kill it. Right now, we see just another act going on. What do you make of this?
I mean, I think that there's, real political risk for the president because Americans understand what he's doing, that he is so upset that Congress listened to the American people and didn't repeal the Affordable Care Act that he's trying to destroy the entire American healthcare system bit by bit. And my worry is he might ultimately be successful. I mean, there's not much you can do if a president wants to, take out his anger on sick people and people with pre-existing conditions, which is what he's doing. This latest decision is unprecedented. Normally, the Department of Justice defends the laws of the United States before the Supreme Court, regardless of whether the administration likes that law or not. It didn't in the case of the Affordable Care Act. The Trump administration told its lawyers to go to court and argue that the protection for people with pre-existing conditions in the Affordable Care Act, which remains, is unconstitutional and should be struck down. And in fact, one of his top Department of Justice lawyers resigned because he refused to take part in that. And insurance companies are listening to what the president is doing, and they're jacking up rates. We haven't had a rate filing in Connecticut, but it's going to be awful. It's going to be high. And there's only one explanation for it, what the president is doing to try to undermine the protections that a lot of people have gotten used to in this country.
Hey, Chris, do you think there's a chance that, because most people are counting it out now, but is there a chance that the Senate could go Democratic?
Absolutely. I mean, the Senate right now is 51-49, and it's an odd year because most of the senators who are up for re-election are Democrats. There's only a handful of incumbent Republicans who are in states that Democrats could win, but when you only have to win two seats effectively, that's certainly possible, and we've got some great, great candidates out there. So I'm going to stay close to home. I'm one of those Democrats that's on the ballot, so I'm just going to make sure that I do everything I can to make the case to the people of Connecticut that they should give me another 6 years, but it's certainly possible.
My eye caught onto your program for combating failing foundations among Connecticut homes. So what's that about?
Yeah, well, for your listeners that are in sort of the western part of the state, it might not be something that they hear a lot about, but in the eastern part of the state and some parts of central Connecticut, a certain type of concrete was used in thousands of home foundations and commercial foundations that failed. that had a problem with it because of a substance that went into it out of a particular quarry in eastern Connecticut. And these foundations are failing. The problem is insurance doesn't cover the gradual failure of your foundation. It should, but it doesn't, and a lot of these homeowners are in court trying to litigate that claim. I brought Ben Carson to Connecticut a couple weeks ago, somebody who obviously I have big differences with on a host of issues, to take a look at these homes and to figure out if the federal government can help out, and we're working on a number of ideas right now. It's a big deal in big portions of the state, in part because if all of these foundations fail, all of these houses be condemned, it craters property values for the entire neighborhood and the entire town. So it has the potential to be devastating.
So what about AT&T buying Time Warner?
It's a really hard issue to, try to figure out because, well, I don't love the idea of these big media companies consolidating. I'm not necessarily sure that Donald Trump objected to it for the same reasons that I would. I really think there are serious problems with big content companies and big distribution companies getting together, especially as net neutrality is disappearing. You can get into a world where, the company that's sending internet to your home is sort of quietly giving preference to its content and driving up the cost of all other content to you. Trump, I don't know, maybe Trump really has the same worries I do about these big mega media mergers, but it may also be that he objected to this one because he hates CNN. That's not a useful reason to oppose a merger. In fact, that's a terrible reason to oppose a merger because you don't like the coverage that, one of the media companies attached to it is giving you, but it still doesn't mean that it's good for the country.
And do you get much lobbying on this? Are they landing in your office one way or the other?
No. I mean, if they do, they don't get into my office. So I'm sure there's lots of lobbyists all over Washington on this issue. But they don't spend a lot of time talking to me about it.
I got a minute. What's keeping you up at night?
Well, I'm really worried about the future of the healthcare system in Connecticut. When I'm going to do my walk across the state again this summer, and last year I was hearing healthcare, 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 and with these new rate filings about to come out, I'm worried that we're going to have budget busting rate increases that people aren't going to afford, and we're going to be back to the bad old days when sick people couldn't afford coverage and they went bankrupt. Remember, one of the great things about the Affordable Care Act is that it cut the number of personal bankruptcies in this country in half. That's wild. That's really wild that one law could do that, and the idea that that could all be lost because of what Trump is doing keeps me up at night.
It's always wonderful to talk to Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. Chris, good luck on your reelection, and we'll be thinking about you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Alan.